What's the matter with memes?
Hello, and welcome to the Mark and Pete Show. The amazing momentum of memes is something that is quite alarming. Now, what really is a meme? It is something that many people will recognize, either in the form of a video, possibly an image, a piece of text, essentially something that most people would regard as being humorous. Mm-hmm. In recent times, we've seen a tremendous amount of social media around Bernie Sanders' meme, and this was taken from the recent Joe Biden's inauguration, where Bernie Sanders himself was sitting on a chair, cuddled up in wearing mittens. Unfortunately, he was taken out of context. Sometimes he's been seen in unusual places, such as a roller coaster or many other things. Very amusing as it might be. But there are more serious memes. So, for example, many people who have been spotting social media would have seen the trends around COVID-19. Mm-hmm. Now, there have been a little bit of a trend where people like Bill Gates have been targeted, and he's been depicted as the Joker carrying a large inoculation with the word scaremongering above him and underneath three buttons, each saying control, alt, delete.
Yes.
Now, many people feel that this targeted campaign is getting slightly sinister. So whilst accepting that there are many people who actually are in public figures, it also goes much further than that. And there have been examples where memes have been used to target individuals. How serious are memes getting, especially when they spread around? The amazing momentum of an amusing meme can swiftly spread online for folk to stream. But when you become the central theme, it may be time to stop and scream. Clergyman Pete, I ask you, have you been a victim of memes? And what's your view on them?
I don't know what you mean. But no, I've never been a victim of a meme. No one's used my image in order to portray a particular satirical point, which I guess is what a meme has become. But I do think that memes in general are part of a what used to be, I suppose, a subculture. I suppose it's now the main culture that is taking over of people who spend a lot of time on the internet. It used to be back in the day, it was internet message boards. Then with the advent of social media, people will spend their time and form a lot of their relationships through social media. And so this way of communicating, this method of humour, similar, you know, to cynical, sarcastic, dry humour in real life, in the virtual world, it's a way of getting that across. The issue with it is if you don't get the culture, you can't do a good meme. And so attempts to replicate it by political campaigns have resulted in a great deal of embarrassment in the past, with people not being able to do, people in advertising agencies not being able to replicate it. But I think that we've moved on since then, and there are many, many more people who can produce a good meme. And indeed, companies have produced sort of templates for doing your own meme. These days, I would say, Mark, there's a sort of a standard thing that you think of as a meme. It used to be a broader definition. But it seems to be that a meme is a picture, or perhaps a few pictures, with some words on it, giving alternative meaning to what the original image was. And it can have, it could be a video, but it's normally an image.
Yes.
And so, no, I haven't been the subject of one, but there's no reason I couldn't be, as long as, you know, there was something amusing about my appearance, which, of course, there isn't.
Well,
in any way.
There you go,
at
folks.
All.
There's a temptation.
Despite what people say.
Well, Clergyman Pete, it's good. I mean, I'm glad we sort of set that up, because there are a few things that you've mentioned.
Yeah.
If we think about memes, there are different people who use them. Some people use them in genuine in integrity, in the sense that they want to sell a product. But often people tend to sort of see them in an amusing context, where an image like Bernie Sanders has been taken and he's been placed in some unusual situation. Now, let's get back to the origins, because many people would actually think a meme is something something relatively recent, but it isn't. So a meme was a term which comes from the Greek mimema, meaning imitate. It was introduced in 1976 by the British evolutionary biologist Richard Dawkins, and this was in his work, The Selfish Gene. Now, that's a long time ago, and of course, obviously, things have moved on, especially as memes have become much more interactive, and really, we see them now into that ubiquitous world of social media on many, many platforms. But one thing that a lot of people have actually highlighted here is that whilst they might be amusing, people are also concerned that they use for political motivation or personal vendettas. Now, political motivations, I highlighted the one about Bill Gates. That was very much for those who believe that coronavirus is a conspiracy theory, and it's more about anti-vaccination campaigners. Anyone who's seen it probably would recognize that, you know, they would probably see and understand Bill Gates as a target. He as an individual will probably brush it off. But when it becomes somebody who's, say, a group of friends who take a particular individual who maybe decides to victimize somebody, there are certain examples, and now we're going to talk about this in a little bit more detail, where individuals are affected. Social media is all pervading. So let's sort of explore where maybe memes can be quite damaging to individuals. And if you're a victim, what should people do about it?
Yeah. Well, this is the issue. If you were, your image can be taken and can be used, and it's very difficult to track it down once it gets out there. This is what I would say. So what can be done about it? I think as a private individual, it's very difficult to do anything about it. If we're talking about let's try and deal with this as a problem, okay, in many cases, it's not an issue. You know, people don't need to be upset by it. I'll come back to a particular issue of this in a minute. But I would say this. Social media companies have shown that they're very good at removing people and content if they really want to do it. So correct. I think it's a case of incentives for them doing it. And that needs to come really from governments. I think national governments need, as a way of protecting their citizens.
And so do you think it's about the responsibility of government, or do you think it's about the social media platforms who are responsible to police this, or should it be another authority?
My opinion is this. It needs to come from legal cases, so they need to be challenged. There needs to be challenges mounted to the spreading of these images or information, to make sure that the social media companies take responsibility. Now, because they already remove certain ideas or images that they don't like, they're not illegal or anyway. That's something separate. Something defamatory, something that is libel, that would have to be removed anyway. But simply using your image and making something funny about it, it's just, you know, it's something that you could sue for if you had a lot of money, you know, to pay the lawyers. But what could happen is the companies, social media companies, are regarded as publishers in law. This has become a big issue in the United States of America, with social media companies being biased against certain political figures. And it could be that if you change that status such that the social media companies are responsible for the content that's put there, that you would solve this issue. However, the issue is that is you would have no more social media if that happens. It just couldn't happen. It just couldn't exist. The question is, so that's what could be done to take social media companies, have them not regarded as platforms for simply where they're not involved with deciding what the content is, and rather regard them as publishers. So the question then has to be, because then they would be liable for any complaints that were put there, they could be sued. And so they would take extreme care that no images were put there, that your image, private image, wasn't used. It wouldn't be allowed. And eventually everything would come to a grinding halt. The question is, do we think it's worth it?
Well, I think this is where we get to the point of asking, you know, somebody, let's take Bernie Sanders. We started with that one as an example. He was perfectly innocent sitting there in his little chair wearing his mittens, and he was wearing a mask at the same time.
It was a cold day. He's getting on the
cold day. Nothing wrong with that. And he was in the right place for the right reasons. Unfortunately, of course, he's been parroted. Should he take angst, or maybe he might have a different view? Being a politician, he would be more accepting of these sort of things.
Well,
if he was maybe a member of the public, And they were perhaps their relationships with their friends and their colleagues, etc., changes because they're seen as a comical figure, and then they lose their reputation. This is where I think is this now just simply a case that we're in a world where there is nothing we can do about it, or is it now where maybe some of the big tech companies and the big social media platforms, as we've talked about, now need to try and protect individuals?
Well, I think so, but I think that the only way they're going to be forced to do it is if they're regarded as a publisher. You don't that some of their protections are taken away, and then it won't be social media as we know it anymore. Personally, I don't think that's a problem. I think that the dangers of social media being just not taking responsibility for its own content is too great. This doesn't take away, I believe, freedom of the internet, because you can put up whatever information you like. They can put up whatever information they like. They just have to be responsible for what it is.
Yes.
Which is a separate issue. So that's one issue. But when individuals have their images used, what can happen is they could have just, in passing, pulled a funny face, right?
Caught at an awkward moment.
Yeah, caught an awkward moment, and you can end up looking ridiculous, even if you're a fine-looking specimen of a man, Mark.
As we are.
As we both are, yes. And you can't see us at the moment. So you can't, you know, you gentle listener, don't have the benefit of seeing us in all our magnificence. But even we, if we were caught in a particular expression, or, you know, might look like a couple of middle-aged...
We've just been listening to the Mark and Pete show.
Yes. We could say look like a couple of middle-aged, drooling old has-beens. You know, that impression could be given. Of course, that would be entirely false.
It has been said, yes.
But, just to be serious, man, that could happen. Now, I'm going to just give an example here, as I mentioned earlier, of one particular person who goes by the name Lena. Her name's Lena Morris, but she has a YouTube channel called Lena. But she is no longer uploading videos to it. But it's still there. There were several videos of her as an overly attached girlfriend. Now, the difference between her and other people who have been used as memes is she makes a particular face looking like an overly attached girlfriend.
Yeah.
And it's just she catches it perfectly. The eyes are too wide. She just looks too eager and controlling, and she's sort of taking control of your whole life, and you want to run and escape. Anyway, she was actually responding with a satirical song based on the well-known Justin Bieber song. We're big fans, obviously, on this show.
Of course,
Girlfriend. He was asking people to do versions of it. It was a competition run by the Bieber himself. So she produced this satirical thing. Instead of being girlfriend, it was overly attached girlfriend. And in the song, she details how she's going to, you know, read through your text messages and this sort of thing. It's a joke. But right at the start, the expression she gives is a perfect expression. And it was taken and spread around as a meme. And it's used in all different situations. Now, the one version of the video, and there were several versions on her site, just one version of it has over 20 million views. So you're seeing the sort of reach. And now she became then associated with it. People saw, even though she'd done this as a parody, saw her as being the overly attached girlfriend. That's her. So this could have ruined her in the end. Of course, she did leave, but not before she'd cashed in. And, you know, and I would say, quite right, take the advertising revenue, you know, make some money from it, then get out and go and live a normal life, which seems to be what she's done. Now, in her case, the point I reason I'm referring to is, even though she did it on purpose and was pulling this funny face on purpose, it could still have ruined her life. And I don't know the long-term effects, but because people see her in this negative role. Once it takes off, then it's sort of out of everyone's control. And
yes.
But the spreading about with the false information that it wasn't done on purpose was done by other people, not by her, on social media. And so the only way to track it down is the people allowing it to be published, which we've already talked about. And the question is it worth it? Do people think it's worth it? And I think in most cases, it wouldn't be worth tracking it down if just some people think that you look amusing in a particular picture. It doesn't matter. But if it really takes off and people start to see you in a negative light, it can affect you, affect you as Lena found, even though she managed to muster the strength to power through it and use it to her own advantage, which is great, you know, all power to her. For other people, it has had a devastating effect. But the legal consequences need to be felt by the people who allow this to be spread, or it won't be spread. I'm not saying that it's got to happen. What I'm saying is that it's a cost-benefit thing. Is it worth it to stop this sort of thing, to save those individuals? And as you say, this is a growing trend. Those individuals are hurt by their image being used in a meme. Is it worth losing social media as we know it? Mm. I'm saying yes.
Yes. Well, you see, this is a very powerful point. Now, I would just to sort of conclude this matter is that from a business perspective, many people have made a lot of money out of memes. Yeah. And publishers, and this is the clear difference, because publishers have also latched onto it. It's amazing if you look online and you look on various platforms, ironically, folks, there are books that you can buy which actually sort of highlights the most amusing memes. Now, I think that when we sort of think about the majority of memes, they tend to fall into the category of being amusing, but it's also about the victims. So listeners, what do you think? Have you been a victim of a meme? Have you had some issues? Do you believe that perhaps now is the time that either governments or perhaps the big tech companies, the big social media companies should change their approach to this? And maybe possibly, as we've highlighted, that law should come into effect, that maybe an authority or a body should be able to scrutinize and maybe support individuals who are genuine victims of memes. Or maybe you just think it's a free-for-all world and there's nothing we can do about it. Why not log on to markandpete.com and let us know your thoughts? Well, join us next time for more topical topics with Clergyman Pete and Businessman Mark.